The 27th of September 2021, my name is Jane and this is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 1358. Our topic today is cracking the flower code.
A quick message from the sponsors of today's episode.
We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha.
The delivery of roses to the ladies in the harem is encrypted with letters. I suspect the team's secret admirer is the one who would love to save the cost of the extra rose. Stop smelling the roses and rose bushes in the backyard. An exquisite peasant table decorated with gray twill runners and a rustic wooden flower box filled with blue hydrangeas, white orchids and dusty Miller's green pods. A mirror bar for 20 adults, decorated with candles, small vases with white flowers and pictures that highlight Zach's year. Note how the flowers refer to the lyrics of Zari's songs used in his videos and album cover. Pink roses symbolize love and appreciation and convey a gentler meaning than red roses. In addition to the flowers, Zari also uses his language and symbols to shape the themes of the next chapter. The color of a rose is not hard to track, but the rose numbers are coded. Six roses imply a need to be loved and cherished, but I am not sure whether this need exists on the part of the flower giver or flower recipient. 11 roses should be the number 12 and assure the recipient that they are loved. The next time someone plans to give away flowers, try to convey the message with just the right color and number of roses. And I would like to know more about your understanding of the language of flowers. Hopefully this helpful information will help you crack the code and you will understand the floral language better and enjoy it more. They were originally called cabbage roses and were prominently represented in Dutch flower paintings from the 17th century. Poets immortalized red roses as a flower of romance and passionate love. Winter is the time of flowers, and many plants have developed the ability to wait for snow to melt before investing valuable resources in bloom. Once the first spring plant blooms, some varieties will not flower for the rest of the year, but their hip production gives the garden a different kind of beauty. The lotus flower is an important delicate symbol for many reasons. In addition to sowing, flowers become a kind of floating animation that is revived after many years or millennia of slumber. To wake them up on warm, long days, when spring comes without the risk of harmful frost or decline, requires a process called vernalization, in which the bloom is blocked until the plant feels a sufficient cold period. Greenhouses that use GDD plan flowers for seasonal plants such as poinsettias and Easter lilies and use the temperature to control the life cycle of the plants. Plant development is synchronized with pollinator life cycles to ensure that plants bloom when pollinators feed. Much has been done to identify genes in flowers, including a VRN1 in grasses that helps the vernalization ball rolling by activating a group of other genes. The average height of the plant is between 15 and 30 inches, and the flowers form the foliage of a miniature version of the hybrid T. floribunda. In 1966, the American Rose Society defined the oldest rose garden in existence since 1867, the year the first hybrid T. La France, was introduced. In the late 1980s and early 1990s, the flower code was prominent in the numbering systems of banks, local institutions and minibuses. I find not only that color is beautiful, but also that the concept of embossing a language of flowers is based on the color, type and number of flowers. Roses have different colors and numbers, and the meaning, well, it varies from color to number. Children will have a lot of fun learning words and letters and writing words, but there is nothing more fun than the secret code puzzle flower codes. It is unique in that it involves children in learning. Simply enter a word and the first page of the puzzle will automatically fill with the words you have entered. Through gestural applications of the medium, in which several paintings occupy the same canvas plane and each layer is a different process, Jeff Muse dares to access and use the essence of creation. The first hybrid T, La France, had the common habit of being a hybrid. The continuous shape of the bud, the free-flowing character of the tea, the ascent. After 1945, many thousands of new hybrid tea varieties were introduced. The first blue roses, Blue Moon, were produced using hybridization techniques. Another newly developed hybrid, China, was the first to bloom repeatedly like a rose. In 1926, flowers went to the post office, which operated Britain's telephone and telegraph networks, as well as its postal.
service, he worked with Turing on the Enigma project and in 1944 was entrusted with leading the team that built Colossus. One of those codebreakers was Thomas H. Tommy Flowers, an engineer who designed Colossus, the code-breaking machine. The first Colossus was built and assembled on Dolly's Hill under the strict supervision of Flowers. The cracking of the egg code took place in competitions such as Level 100 races, which were held once a month. On the walls hung inscriptions for daily offers, pictures and footnotes that seemed incomprehensible, and the price at the bottom was written in the Chinese number system, the so-called flower code.
Episode 1358 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Jane Nelson. Adios. We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha.